McNuggets of wisdom, I'll speak with the British man who took it upon himself to fix the lettering on a flawed McDonald's sign and finds his fame immediately supersized.
There was something crucial missing from the White Rose Shopping Center in Leeds, England. And everyone could see that glaring absence right there in the food court in the signs spelling out the name McDonald's. In one, the letter O was just a circle. It was missing its counter, which of course is the name for the enclosed shape inside a letter. In the other, the capital D had the same problem, counterless. And most people would just stare into the voids left by the missing counters for a moment, perhaps feel an odd pang of confusion or sorrow at the imperfection, and move on with their lives. But Steve Lovell is not most people. We reached him in Leeds.
Steve, that moment you're at the shopping center and this sign and its flaws come into focus for you, what was your thought in that first moment?
Well, I've been walking past that for a while, every week when I go to the cinema at that shopping center. Mm-hmm.
Is annoyance the right word? Is it perfectionism? What about you made the errors in the sign intolerable?
Well, it was just a tiny little thing that bothered me, I suppose. But it was not even something that was like really bothered about. But it was just like, I just like to do strange little things that can just improve things sometimes. So I just thought it was easy to fix, and I did that. And I just then put it onto the Facebook, and because I'm part of the Dull Men's group,
yes,
or Dull Men's Club rather, and from there people just absolutely went crazy over it. It was quite a surprise.
Well, the comments are they're lovely and funny. You know, thank you for your service, people, and that you have photographs as well with the security guard. That was my favorite. The security guard pointing out, pointing the sign and what you've fixed. The Dull Men's Club, some of our listeners may remember, we've talked about it before on this show. Remind our listeners what that's all about. I mean, the name tells us a little bit, but tell us a bit more.
Well, it's quite an interesting page on Facebook because there's all kinds of topics on there, from people just trivial little things that have happened in their life or their own interests, which could be quite detailed and fascinating to them, but they might be dull to other people. And people sometimes just go on there and they found something on the street and they don't know what it is, so they ask the hive mentality of that group as to what things are and so on. And sometimes it's people just interested in incredibly boring subjects, but or they work in really dull situations. So I just thought I'd put on something which was a really basic kind of thing. And I'd never really expected it to take off at all. I've done lots of interesting design things in the past, but none of those have ever got me any sort of like recognition. But this was just another level.
Why do you think it hit that level?
Because it was just so small and pathetic and unnecessary. And why would anybody go to that degree to actually fix something that nobody really cares about? And I understand that, but it is kind of disappointing at the same time that for all the other things that I've done, this has to be the one that blew up.
No. Well, it will draw attention to your other design achievements, I'm sure. But this wasn't just it's not like you cut out a sticker and put it on. This was a multi-stage operation, maybe easy for you, but not easy for others. So give our listeners the highlights of the timeline and what you had to do.
Well, the first piece was just a small bit of plastic that I did cut out manually, and it wasn't even perfect, but then it disappeared within a couple of days, and a few people had put minor whinges on about it not being absolutely perfect. So I thought, okay, then no problem. So I
challenge
went into full dull mode. Yeah, exactly. So I went into full dull mode and got the McDonald's branding guidelines, so I'd have the exact vector-based graphic, and then I just put that into a 3D program and then made it so there'd be a back plate and a front plate with screw holes, and then just did that for two different parts of different signs that had sections missing. So then I went along to the shopping centre with a small little toolkit, and because they were on board by this time, and they were fine with it because they'd already made me employee of the month, despite the fact that I don't work for them. So that was really funny. Then I just asked for supervision from the security guard so that other people in the shopping centre just wouldn't think that I was vandalising the place. So it was really nice just to have them there just to make, lend me some legitimacy, really.
Absolutely. I mean, you thought of everything, really, step by step. You talked about this is trivial or even pathetic is a word you've used, but there's meaning in the trivial, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think one person put it as trying to fix the world one tiny detail at a time. And somebody else actually used the phrase gallant pedantry. But I'll take either of those.
Gallant pedantry is quite nice. Do you have advice for someone who is listening and, there's something in their town, they're thinking maybe I should, why should I bother? Should I bother? What would you say to them?
I'd say you'll feel a sense of minor satisfaction out of it. And if you just want to share that with, your friends and family, they'll know that it's been done, even if you don't share it with the wider public. And you'll have that tiny little sense of satisfaction. So if you can make anything better, why not?
A pleasure, Steve. Thank you for this.
You're more than welcome. Thanks very much.
We reached Steve Lovell, proactive freelance sign repairman in Leeds. For helpful reference, you would have to place 2,350,036 Big Macs side to side in a northwesterly direction to reach Leeds from Reading.